Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Like Todd is explaining, you can't have a rhythmic cadence because then what? Oh, the defense catch your rhythm. It's got to be non-rhythmic cadence. Like when Lamar goes, you know, he's got to go, hut, 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 hut. You know, I mean, you know, just can't be rhythm, you know, because then you don't want the defense getting off just as fast as you are, because that's your advantage offensively is you know the snap count, and they don't. And I agree with Todd. I mean, if you're going to work on it, now is the time to work on it to get comfortable with it. Let everybody know and let everybody have a feel for the cadence and kind of what Lamar, you know, likes in his cadence and kind of his rhythm and how he calls it. A lot of times, Bob, what you'll see is like maybe Bateman and them are going with Cooper Rush and it's totally different than Lamar's, and then they're jumping. But they've got to learn Lamar's. They've got to be extremely comfortable with it. And like you said, this time of the year, good time to learn. You know, have them now. And like I'm watching Saturday, and you know, and it's hot out there. It's 90-some degrees. And they come when, you know, it's the fourth straight day of practice. You know, you got an off day the next day. You know, maybe you're not as zeroed in mentally. You're a little tired, you know, but can't happen.
Now, two-a-days are the year thing of the past. Joe Flacco lived through two-a-days. He mentioned that during mandatory minicamp or earlier when they reported in Cleveland when he first came up, first 3 years on the league, at two-a-days. And the young players now have no idea what that's like. So if you're mentally or have lost touch after 4 days of the first week when you've been off for 6 weeks, I mean, come on. I mean, it's hot for everybody. Even you know, members of the media, the fans, they're out there sweating their you-know-whats off. I mean, it's just part of the equation. It's July football.
And, Bob, on Saturday, it was Military Appreciation Day, and those dudes are out there in their military uniforms, and those things, they looked hot, all those green uniforms and stuff out there. But, yeah, I mean, Bob, come on. I mean, but like when I was in the NFL, it was, you know, you'd have, what, maybe 1 or 2 days of shorts, then you're in pads. Because you'd be in pads in the morning. You know, usually 9 and 3, pads both days. You know, maybe a little shorter in the afternoon, but there was pads. You know, and now, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, we've had, what, 5 practices? And then now we finally get the first pads. And Bob, I got to find out today, but I don't know if you can go back-to-back padded practices or, you know, you can only have so many padded practices. Is it like 15 padded practices or something like that? So, you know, you got to kind of pick and choose, which is really, really funny, you know.
But going back to Saturday, all of the miscues, not saying you're attributing it to a mental fatigue or it was hot, but, you know, for Todd Monken, and we heard him say it in the opening of the show, sounded like he was getting a little frustrated with, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Iron sharpens iron.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, because you've got a script of plays offensively, you know, and then if you jump off sides, all right, then you skip that play, you know, then it just throws off everything. Then, all right, you know, then, you know, you want to keep jumping offside? We're going to run the plays. You know, you want an hour and a half practice? Now you're going to have an hour and 40-minute practice if you're going to keep jumping offside. So it's just, you know, about focus, detail, and it's just part of training camp right now. You know, and like the holding, I believe it was, I'm almost positive it was Charlie Kohler. Get your hands inside. You know, it's just a technique thing, you know. And the other thing, Bob, it was a play, I think it was a sweep. And, you know, don't keep holding all the way. There's a point where you got to let him go. Otherwise, you know, like if you take him to the ground, they're calling it. Let him go. You had a nice block initially, but then let him go.
Also heard Todd Monken talking about what he expects from the wide receivers here in 2025. Might not have the big fancy names that they did in 23. Zay's rookie year.
Yeah.
Bateman was still kind of a questionable guy in the eyes of a lot of people, ourselves included. Odell Beckham Jr. came in and he brought the star power, you know, going out to camp. And it was like, Odell. And then one day I went out there, he wasn't even there. You know,
yeah.
But it is what it is. But now I don't want to get into hyperbole because I think this is roster-wise the best team the Ravens have ever had. We're talking about a team that's produced Hall of Famers, won two Super Bowls, been to championship games, won their division multiple times. But this wide receiver group, especially with the younger guys, Flowers and Rashad Bateman coming off a bust-out year, and you bring in Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins, who, in my opinion, Vinny, brings more to the equation at this stage of his career than Beckham did 2 years ago. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. The biggest difference, Bob, is with Hopkins, it's not a show. You know, I mean, you don't notice anything. I mean, the guy who's kind of become Beckham is Jair Alexander with, you know, showing to the fans and celebrating and doing all that.
Right.
Whereas Hopkins just kind of does his thing. I mean, you don't even notice, you know, if you don't see number 10, you don't notice him at all. He just works. And that's the thing that all those guys do. I think, you know, with those three guys, Bateman and Flowers and D-Hop, and then Walker, soon to be, they're outstanding route runners. I mean, they are precise route runners. And I think, hear Monken talk about it at times, the ability to separate. They do a hell of a job creating separation. You know, and Todd says, I don't know what, you know, last year they were good. They got a chance to be elite. I mean, the way they're working, and I just see a totally different guy from a year ago in Bateman. You know, I mean, Bateman came on and all, but he's there now. He's confident, extremely confident. I don't see him dropping balls. I mean, last year we had some drop balls and all that. The thing I like is like when Lamar threw a pick the other day, you know, like he comes over to the side and he's talking to Zay and he's talking to Bate. I mean, they're discussing things. So, I mean, you see communication going on throughout offensively and defensively, you know, because they want to get it right. And I think those receivers, Bob, if they stay healthy and include the tight ends in that group, they're a pretty elite group.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Ravens back at it today in pads. Training camp starts at 1:30, so Vinny will be heading out a little bit later in the afternoon. The Orioles back at it tonight against the first-place Blue Jays. Birds take 2 out of 3 from the Colorado Rockies over the weekend. Should have been a sweep. And I don't want to really start nitpicking too much, but they were up for zip on Friday night, and then Dean Kramer's been great. He kind of let things go, and then the Birds tied it after blowing the lead. It was raining. It's funny because it rained Friday night, made the fans leave the bowl, but they kept on playing. Business as usual. Proceed. And then they took it out on Colorado on Saturday. 18-0. And Trevor Rogers. I'd like to apologize to this guy again. Nolan, Saturday night. He looked like Randy Johnson out there against Colorado. I know the Rockies stink. We get all that. But he's been doing this against pretty much everyone he has faced since he came off the IL and then was recalled from Norfolk. The velo sitting in the mid-90s. He's got all of this unhittable stuff that he's bringing to the equation. Only one hit on Saturday. Obviously, the Orioles broke out the whipping sticks when they score 18 runs. But Trevor Rogers, I mean, this guy in May, I'm like, man, what? Stowers is in doing his thing, and Stowers had another big weekend for the Marlins. Norby's hurt there, but, you know, that's a them thing now. But Trevor Rogers, I apologize again. I was giving you the business, and now you're giving us the business, and hopefully the business of being a strong, can match up against anybody starting pitcher every pit day for the next few years.
He keeps pushing the bar further and further. I mean, you start looking at, what, 8 starts on the year now, and that one, really, if anything, it makes you question what the hell was happening in that one Tampa start where he got spotted, what, an 8-run lead and then completely imploded. So I think even in the moment you were willing to say that, okay, hopefully that was kind of a blip on the radar, but I didn't think that it would end up being this staggering where that was not only his worst start, but it was the only thing close to a bad start for him. If you remove that, what's his worst line this year? 3 runs given up? Probably still 5-6 plus innings pitched? He's been on a whole different level this year where I was just hoping that he could maybe be a number 5 for you at points this year, somewhere in the 4-4.5 ERA. He might finish the year with sub-2.
Yeah, depending on what Elias does in the offseason. Remember, the trade deadline is Thursday at 6 o'clock. But Trevor Rogers looks like a guy that could profile not number 1 starter, but in the top 3 if you're doing the pecking order of the rotation. And another apology, PT, you'll like this. Tyler O'Neill, Muscles had a big series.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 straight games with a homer. I mean, running the bases with great abandon. I mean, he's getting the work in, and you're starting to see what he's capable of doing. I mean, I don't see the Gold Glove outfield play from 5 years ago, but baby steps. But seeing that bat, I mean, he exhibited that against the Orioles last year when he was with the Red Sox. But Tyler O'Neill, say he goes on a total crazy August, September. I think he owes it to the city to come back next year because he can opt out because of whatever that contract was they signed him to. But, you know, if he stays healthy, and it's a capital I, capital F with a question mark and an exclamation point, I mean, you get glimpses of what he can do. Granted, it's only Colorado, but, you know, they are a major league team and have been playing good baseball coming into this series.
You're really feeling it, huh? Talking about O'Neill next year already?
Well, I'm saying if he gets hot, he wouldn't have the balls to tap out of his deal, would he?
I'll tell you this right now.
Yeah.
If you're Tyler O'Neill, you want to do us a favor? If you're in that mood, just opt out. That's it. If that's the mood you're in,
okay,
or you're looking to please us, or you owe us, you don't owe us anything, buddy.
Right.
It's okay. If you want to walk, you go wherever the hell you want to go.
So you're not buying this weekend uprising from Tyler O'Neill.
The road to 10 homers, that's what PT said.
Yeah.
He's going to hit 10 this year.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be by the June 1st part of the season. Anyway, so the Orioles, they take 2 out of 3 for Colorado. First place Blue Jays come to town, starting a 4-game set doubleheader tomorrow. But 6:35, we'll preview that with Rock and Bocco later in the show. Anything you want to get into, feel free to do so. It's a Monday. It's going to be a hot one. It is, July going into August. It is summertime. That's kind of what happens.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At this point of the year, and I was watching NFL Network this morning. It was a replay from last night, but they were at Buccaneers camp, and Gerald McCoy was on there with Tom Pelissero. And hey, Todd Bowles likes to blitz. They rush with four, but they like to blitz. But they made it an effort to go out and draft man corners, so they're very excited about the potential for that to happen. Zach Orr, unnecessarily run that. It's not a 4-3 old school scheme there, but you know, there are island times for the DBs, and he talked about, just heard it, the flexibility they have defensively because they have depth and talent in the defensive backfield.
Bob, when they had all those, Mike McDonald's last year, that, correct me if I'm wrong, that was Marlon Humphrey's bad year, wasn't it?
Yeah. He got hurt.
Yeah. So they didn't have
feelings and performance.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's, that's when Geno had all those interceptions back there from the blitzing and stuff. But the man, Stevens isn't a good man corner. You know, I mean, their corners compared to 23 when Mike McDonald was here, when that defense was outstanding. This group, the backups are better than the starters were in 23. You know, because, I mean, they got depth. They've got a bunch of guys that can play, and they can withstand some injuries. And I was just telling Bob off air, Awuzie didn't practice Saturday. And I'm, you know, he was out there. I think he must have tweaked something because he was like running on side fields and stuff. And then Kone did something because he got hurt too. And then he didn't practice the rest of practice. So, you know, so they were down a couple corners. And that helps, you know, who did that? Longer beam gets more run, you know, Jair Alexander took a ton, and then Armour Davis gets more reps. So, you know, it gives us all them more reps. But what I don't want is, because I really like the way Alexander's playing, and what's the thing with him been the last couple of years is injuries. You know, we just need him to be healthy for when they go to Buffalo. Bob, that dude loves to take reps, man. He wants to be on the field. They do one-on-one drills. He wants to stay out and do more. You know, I mean, that's the thing that you love about Jair Alexander is, you know, that he's a hell of a player. He's cocky, confident. Fans love him because he's always playing to the fans and stuff. You'll see when you go out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying his skill set.
No, and he's got phenomenal ball skills, and he is aggressive. He is very aggressive. Will he get beat some? Probably. Where he'll get beat is his back shoulder type stuff because he's so aggressive with the receivers, that he'll be running with them on a deep route, and then they'll come back and get the back shoulder. Hey, you know, like, it was that happened on Saturday. To me, that's great work for the receiver and great work for the DB and great work for the quarterback, because you see the receivers dabbing each other up and stuff. You know, hey, that was good job by both.
Any question for Vinny about training camp week one? Now we're getting into pads today. Get in here at 410-583-1057. Orioles take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies. Blue Jays coming to town. I'm going to repeat it to the point where you're going to get sick of me hearing it, or sick of you hearing me saying it. A year from now, the Orioles are going to be the Blue Jays. They're going to be back in contention. They're going to be doing their thing. not to put any pressure on you, Mike Elias. Trade deadline's coming up Thursday at 6. Who says goodbye? Probably a few. But no, I don't think long-term contract guys. Like the core dudes, they're not getting traded. Batista's not getting traded. Probably wasn't. And we'll talk to Rockabacco about this next hour because he wrote about it. Even if he didn't get hurt, probably wasn't getting traded. Because if you're going to contend next year, you want a closer who can get people out. And he's that guy. But, well, Coby Mayo starting to rake a little bit. And Muscles O'Neill. Okay. I mean, I'm giving him his props. I mean, he and Trevor Rogers, man, I might be buying a jersey as long as those tariffs aren't in place. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding your own Vinny Hady and Nolan McGraw.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
So I know that we've been talking that the Orioles have been out of it for a while, but as delusional Orioles fan, I there's still always that glimmer of hope in the back of your head. And I was at the game Friday, and I think that glimmer of hope finally burnt out for me.
It was extinguished in the rain, is what you're saying.
Yep, and it was extinguished in the Orioles shop since they kicked us out of the stands. but the one thing that this Colorado series showed me is there's a lot of potential, and we saw so many good things from this team. You know, we saw Trevor Rogers have a good pitching performance. We saw Gunnar Henderson hustling his butt off, which is what I love to see. And we saw guys like Coby Mayo, who haven't had a lot of playing time. They've shown us what they can do. But it also showed us the emphasis of some of our downsides. You know, Jackson getting picked off on Friday, that can't happen. Again. You know, it's one thing if he's getting thrown out trying to steal a base, but to get picked off when you're the tying run in a big game where you've already lost the lead, you know, you got to protect that run. So I think it also exposed us. And same thing with Dean Kramer. You know, he goes in there with a 4-run lead and, you know, he gives it up. Now, I'll be the first to say that the ball was flying pretty crazily. You know, it was a very humid day. I think I've been to 10 games this year, and I think that was one of the hottest games.
We were at Pickles Friday night, and it was, you could have fried an egg on Nolan's forehead. Let's put it that way, Ryan.
Yeah, it was miserable, but, I just want him to see good baseball for the rest of the year, fix those things. Trade deadline's coming. I'd like to see the guys that we've been talking about get moved and bring some of those new faces into Baltimore and hopefully have some success in 2026.
You got it, Ryan. Thanks for the call. Now, let's not forget, too, that we're also watching the next 2 months. We were talking off the air. You thinking they might no, there's guys are coming back starting tonight with Eplin. Oh, Eplin pitching, who might be gone. But with that, Adley and Keegan Aiken, Bradish pitches this week. Tyler Wells makes his debut this Wednesday. So they got returning players. Now, Grace Rodriguez, no. But we're going to get a glimpse the last 2 months of what the Orioles might look like. Because, of course, Nolan, we ride and die with the Orioles here on the fan. Let's go to Rick at Parkville. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, great show. You're the best. I told Nolan, you guys are the best, the way you break down everything. And I'm an older fan, but I'll touch the Orioles, and then I want to go Ravens. I don't have cable. I don't have Masson. I listen to them. But, you know, you guys might laugh at me on this, and I told Nolan about this. They're not mathematically eliminated yet, okay? Now, they've got so many players that I've never heard of. And there are going to be some players that I'm going to hate to see to go. And I agree with you, Bob, that Bautista, they got to keep him right now because they don't have a certifiable, you know, closer. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. And what I couldn't understand, it's 18-0. I listened to the whole game. And did they put anything on the billboard, I'm wondering, that signified that this is a record? You know, it goes back to 69. Well, I was 12 back then, and I heard the crowd, but I didn't hear it as loud, you know, for the small amount. And I want to touch on the Ravens here now.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some football, brother? Thursday night, Hall of Fame game. I am ready. And I felt the prelude to fall outside. I felt a nice breeze. I want to go through the draft choices. The Ravens are incredible. I gave them a grade A, an A on the draft. And Vinny, seven out of these 11 are all defense, and I'm looking down the line. Is there anything you've seen that you're surprised at in training camp so far?
From the rookies?
Yeah, overall. Anything that is unusual that you didn't expect?
Hey, thanks, Rick.
I mean, Malachi Starks has not missed a beat. You know, he had a little trouble covering Wester man-to-man, but, you know, Wester's a littler, fast, quick guy. Other than that, I like what I've seen from Mike Green. Buchanan, I think he'll be a special teamer. And Kone, like I said, missed some of practice. Hopefully he's back today. Longerbean's getting more work.
So I guess Wester's impressed you.
Wester's done a good job. The old lineman, I think they're going to Vincent. Well, Emory Jones Jr. I don't. Who knows when he's back? You know, I mean, I haven't seen him. He hasn't even been out to practice. So the old line. I mean, if Vincent will make the roster. I don't know about Dellinger. But otherwise, we'll see. They like to keep their young guys. They like to keep them. So it's going to be interesting to see. They can't keep 11. It's too good a team for them to keep 11 draft picks.
And who
knows? Starting today, Bob, we find out who's football players.
And we'll probably assume a veteran or two will be added to the equation.
Probably so.
Before it's all said and done, if you're on the phone, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. We're Ted, 583-1057 is the number. Orioles, they take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies. Clobber them in the last 2 games. Outstanding pitching performance, Trevor Rogers. Sagano, could this be a swan song? Out the door here, 6 o'clock Thursdays when that's going down. Blue Jays in town, having a great season. First place by a pretty strong margin here in the AL East as we're about to wrap up the month of July. And then the Ravens are back at it today in pads for the first time, 2025, August 7th against the Colts.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Preseason opener. Justice Hill's the guy the Ravens extended because they like what he brings to the equation. He can block. He can make some plays out of the backfield. He's a special teams ace. But Keaton Mitchell, Vinny, got to earn his spot. We assume he's going to be the kick returner. So there's one way to earn some equity, but how does he get some touches out of that loaded backfield this year?
Yeah, that's going to be tough because really, Bob, I mean, when you look at last year, pretty much played just two guys. You know, Henry was first and second, and Justice had come in, you know, because Justice, phenomenal pass blocker. You know, and that's the thing, you know, Keaton has got to be an excellent pass blocker, you know, and pass pro. Because if not, they're going to blitz, you know, and if he's not able to pick up, like Justice Hill can step up, take on those blitzers and stuff. He's got to be able to do that. But, I mean, what he's got to do, Bob, like in the preseason and stuff, because he does it out of practice, makes wild plays. He's got to be where you're creating a package for him because it's, you know, it's foolish not to have a guy that is that explosive and can make plays and not give him some reps. You know, kind of what, because he's got special speed. I mean, Bob, when he's running out there, he looks fast compared to everybody. And everybody doesn't do that, but he does. And he's catching the ball well out of the backfield. He's going to get a lot of work in the preseason, but. And Bob, let him have a 60, 70-yard run, you know, in the preseason and let him make – you got to play him. You got to find a spot sure. to, you know – and maybe, Bob, it's a quick screen or something like that just to get him in space. But you gotta give him that opportunity. And you know what? Maybe you give Henry – you know, hey, Derek, you're getting older and everything. You know, all right, instead of carrying it 22 times, you're carrying it 19. And, you know, and then – Keaton picks up a few plays.
Ravens back at it today in pads for the first time in 2025, coming up at 1:30. Out of one winning drive, Orioles taking on the first place Blue Jays, 6:35. Oriole Park, Camden Yards, BBT, live from Pickles Pub. We start at 5:30. Me, Joe LaCroix. Do you know who's riding along, riding shotgun? Don't make me break out the rat reference. It's called lack of. Anywho, let's go to PT and Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. My question is for Vinny today. But, Bob,
oh boy.
I do want. I
apologized earlier.
No, so it's, I know.
Positive Orioles, negative Ravens.
You know I'm coming at you, Vinny. Give me a second here. Bob, I want double call privileges. Double call daily privileges if O'Neal goes double-digit home runs by August 8th. I think that's fair, but we'll discuss that later.
August, he has six now, right?
Yeah.
August 8th. And don't make me do math. That's a couple of weeks. Double that's call fair, privileges. Man. And that's a Nolan thing. I can't. Yeah, that's up to Nolan. I just pick him up and hang up on him.
He needs 100 homers for that.
Right. There you go. I can help you with that. But
Nolan,
I hope you're right.
A great guy. Yeah. Well, I'm not predicting that. Heck, if as wrong as I've been this year, I should predict nothing. But, yeah, I love the calls early. I loved Ryan's call. And I love where Rick's head's at. I mean, we're only 8.5 out in the wild card. Oh, and God. If the call godfather, Rashawn, says we're still in it, I ride with that man. But let me, but my question again is for Vinny. Vinny, stick with me here for a second. The these guys, their OPS from last year to this year is a minus. Okay, so I thought Gunner was going to only improve. He's minus 84 in OPS from last season. Rutschman is minus 18. Mountcastle, minus 85. Colton, my boy, minus 87. Westberg, Bob's guy, minus 40. Heston, a minus 181. So all these guys are young. I'm like, there's no way they're going to do nothing but improve. And they all freaking step back. So, Vinny, it's a legitimate question. Who do you see on the Raven team that you're like, who do you think could take a step back this season?
A step back?
Yes, sir.
Like to that level, like the six of them? And keep in mind, a lot of those guys, PT, had injury problems, but thanks for the call. Double call privileges. Of the younger players, and I guess we're Hamilton, Linderbaum, Zay, Bateman.
Take a step.
Wiggins.
Oh, yeah. I haven't thought of it that way. I was always looking at guys taking steps forward because I haven't seen anybody getting worse, you know, out there. To me, the only way a lot of them take a step back, and we got to put the pads on and stuff first, take a step back, you know, kind of like Marcus Williams last year.
I mean, to help him out, PT here. Rosengarten, Fa'alele. I would throw that sort of. I mean, Fa'alele was a all pro or Pro Bowl alternate. Rosengarten was playing. I mean, is there any concern that I was blind squirrel instead of two young guys getting their, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but to his point.
Well, the only thing I would say with Fa'alele, Bob, is he can handle the heat now. You know, I mean, his body's in better shape. So, you know, that's going to make him even better. And just watching him, because I was watching the drills Saturday. And the guy who I thought had the best punch, Bob, was Voorhees. He's got a really strong punch. Ronnie, Ronnie's a good athlete. But with Fa'alele does a really nice job in the drills and stuff because when he's doing the drill work, he's patient in pass, and he sits back, and he's got those long arms. But what happens when things get hurried up sometimes in the games, in pass, he'll reach. And then as soon as he does that, bam, they're by him. And that's the thing that he needs to improve upon next, in my opinion, you know, is just be patient. Pass is about patience, not aggressiveness. And, you know, so could he take a step back? Yeah, I guess. You know, Rosengarten, I kind of like where Rosengarten. I think Rosengarten's only going to get better because, I mean, that's, you know, he's year one to year two. And really, Fa'alele, this is year one to year two for him, you know, being a starter. I don't see anybody like that. Even like Armour Davis looks better. The only one, you know, maybe Ajabo, that type of guy, Adisa Isaac. I just don't think Adisa Isaac is ever going to be an elite pass rusher. Right. You know, he's got to be a rotational guy that just plays hard.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens back at it today. One winning drive, padded practice, 1:30. Things will commence. It's going to be hot out there, but it is July. Orioles, speaking of hot, they're down at Camden Yards, taking on a red-hot team. Toronto Blue Jays, first place in the American League East. We'll have that coverage coming your way with Rock and Baco at 11:30. Gianna Hahn, by the way, from the banner, talks Ravens with us at 11 o'clock. And we'll hear from Nolan McGraw as well. It's a Monday. No real musical theme. We're just going with the flow here on The Fan. Rock and Baco talk Orioles days away from the trade deadline. Soto got dealt last week. Baker a couple weeks ago. Others on the move. Adley Rutschman's going to be back in the lineup tonight. And Keegan Aiken is expected to be back in the bullpen. Bradish and Wells pitch this week as they rehab. Ryan Mountcastle's return looks to be imminent as well. So we'll see the Orioles maybe a dress rehearsal for 2025. But let's bring Nolan, or 2026 rather. Nolan, get in here real quick, this Ravens thing that PT asked. And he mentioned Kowser and Westberg and Gunner and all the Oriole young players who dipped significantly in some cases this year, hence their last place where they reside right now. But I'm trying to think of a Ravens player, younger player, like Ajabo hasn't proven anything. Isaac hasn't proven anything. But the younger guys who have proven stuff, I don't see certainly multiple candidates that could be in line for a significant drop in performance.
Right. I mean, if we're thinking in the essence of the question, someone who's expected to hold a pretty significant role, one that you, on paper, probably wouldn't have a worry about, but in that way, it makes it hard to predict. Because, like Vinny said, there's no real indication. We haven't seen anything yet, whether it's in training camp practice or heard anything from coaches that would suggest that really anyone on this Ravens roster is in position to take a step back. I think if I had to pinpoint somebody, I'll probably build on what Bob kind of teased. Think about some of those O-line names. Well, I'm not really worried about Stanley, not worried about Linderbaum, but those young guys, Roger Rosengarten, Falele, those guys on the right side, they looked pretty damn good last year and got their accolades rightfully so. But we see it from time to time. Second year in the league, even if you had a pretty decent rookie campaign, speaking about Roger Rosengarten, you know, opponents adjust. Maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to talk myself into something right now. I can't even do it. But I mean, if I was going to go somewhere, it would probably be one of those two guys, Fa'alele or Roger Rosengarten. Just not that we're expecting the world from them, but if there were issues, that's that one area where I think it could maybe spell disaster for the team with how important O-line is.
I think with Rosengarten, I think he's going to, you know, because at the beginning of the year, he needed a lot of tight end. You know, he needed a lot of help. I think this year they're going to, you know, be like, don't need to give him any help. You know, I think that's where he's going to be at. I think with Falele, I think he's just going to be better because he didn't start to really, like, slowly, you know, he was struggling early on and stuff, and because he needed to get in shape. He needed the cool weather to come. Now his body is more svelte, you know. You can see he puts his arm down. You can see his tricep and stuff, you know. So I don't know. I, you know, but you know what, though? Like, if you'd ask me, Bob, do you think Gunner's going to? No. You know, I mean, he's too good a player to have a drop-off like that. And, you know, Gunner would be the only one that would have really shocked me that he has a let. He's not having to. He's playing awesome, but he's not having a homers that he had.
No, I mean, you look at his overall numbers, he's having a good year.
Yeah.
And I think only Dela Cruz has a higher OPS than Gunner since June 1st. But to PT's point, Orioles had a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
If the Ravens have, like, not like the right side of the line regresses big time, then the Ravens have problems.
Right. More if the
but even then, it's one area where I think if we're doing the Orioles comparison thing here, the worst case scenario for the Ravens would be similar injury fortunes as the Orioles.
Yeah.
I mean, that would really be the biggest thing that could derail them, or something I would categorize as an unexpected disappointment would be a mass influx of injuries.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, with the Orioles, in the offseason, we knew, you know, hey, they needed pitching, they needed pitching. They didn't get pitching. You know, where the Ravens are, they have no holes on their roster. They've got everything they need. You know, and now Loop, he's 16 for 16 the last, you know, we'll find out more in the Buffalo game, but he looks excellent. So if you just watch them practice right now, they don't have any holes.
Say Owe goes from 10 sacks to 6. Is that falling to the line with that? We'll get into that conversation and more with Gianna Hahn coming up next from the Baltimore Banner. Talk Ravens with her. Whip around left 15. Rocco Bacco talk about that trade deadline and the return of some dudes who the Orioles hoped would be dudes this year, but in 2026 better be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.